You're listening to a Sun Life podcast. We pray you'll be blessed with the teaching of God's word. For more sermons, visit sunlife.org.au.
This morning, I want to just share briefly to you the word of God. And what I want to look with you this morning is the dedication of the temple when King Solomon has finished building the temple. Now, for those who don't know King Solomon, he's the son of King David. And David is the character in the Bible whom we know defeated Goliath. David would become king, and his successor, his son Solomon, completes this wonderful temple of God. And he begins to dedicate this building to God, and he begins to pray this wonderful prayer that I want to look with you this morning. And we see this prayer in 1 Kings chapter 8. So you have your Bible, I would like you to go to 1 Kings chapter 8. If you don't, the passage of study is on the screen behind me. Let me read the Word of God, verses 56 to 61. Praise be to the Lord, who has given rest to his people Israel, just as he promised. Not one word has failed of all the good promises he gave through his servant Moses. May the Lord our God be with us as he was with our ancestors. May he never leave us nor forsake us. May he turn our hearts to him, to walk in obedience to him and keep the commands, decrees and laws he has given our ancestors. And may these words of mine which I have prayed before the Lord be near to the Lord our God day and night, that he may uphold the cause of his servant and the cause of his people Israel according to each day's need, so that all the peoples of the earth may know that the Lord is God and that there is none, no other. And may our hearts be fully committed to the Lord our God, to live by his decrees and obey his commands as at this time. That is the word of God. Let me pray before I unpack the word of God with you. Father God, I pray now that you would help me to speak your word with clarity. I pray, God, that you would speak to us and that we would leave this place hearing from you, encouraged by your word. I pray for this congregation at Sun Life Church that they would listen carefully to what you have to say to them. Thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. There are two observations I see in the text. Just two things I want to talk about. The first thing is the work of God. The second thing is the worship of God. Two things that I see in the text that I want to talk to you. The first one is the work of God. Sun Life Church, we must never ever forget that what we have accomplished here at Sun Life is only by the work of God, period. Let us remember it is God who strengthened us, God who granted us wisdom, God who opened the door for us. We are only where we are today by the grace of God, the work of God. This means that we can never boast. This means that we can never go around saying, look at how good we are, look at how good this church is. This means that you and I are to walk humbly before God and the people of this city and beyond. Let me explain that in the text. You notice in verse 56, Solomon prays this prayer. Praise be to the Lord who has given rest to his people Israel, just as he promised. Not one word has failed of all the good promises he gave through his servant Moses. What do you notice there? The word promise. He begins to say, praise God, because God is a God who keeps his promises. You know, this is the thing, that if God never kept his promises, then there's no need to praise God. There's no need to trust God. But because God has been so faithful to Israel, he begins to say, I am praising God, because God is a promise keeper. There's this thing at our house when I make a promise to my children. We had this special handshake. We call it the pinky-thumb handshake. When the two pinky wraps around each other and the two thumb touch each other, I have to deliver. Okay? I mean, I may just promise whatever they want just to keep them quiet. I might just say, well, you want a pony? I promise you a pony tomorrow. Just go to bed now. And in the morning, they can have a pony. It may be a toy pony. It may be a poster of a pony. It may be My Little Pony figurine. They get a pony. But if they want a real pony, one of those that eats hay and poops a lot, if they want a real pony, and I do the pinky thumb, I better find a pony the next morning. Because if I don't do that, it simply means that my promises means nothing. My words means nothing to my children. I lose credibility. I'm no longer trustworthy. We see in the text, Solomon's prayer is, praise be to the Lord who has given rest to us as he promised. We need to understand the context here. During Solomon's reign, there was a lot of peace. No fighting amongst the other nations. God allowed rest from their enemies so that the people of God could find time to build the temple. Now Solomon, being a very wise man, we know that he's a very wise man. He knew that in his wisdom there could be a lot of peace among the nation, but he also knew that his wisdom came from God. Solomon knew that all the resources and all the material to build the temple came from God. Solomon knew that the people, Israel, working together to build the temple, it was the strength from God. Solomon never said, it was me. He never took the credit. He never went around saying, it was because of my wisdom, because of my command, because of my people, because of my resource. Look how good am I. Never. He never took the credit. He says, praise God, because God kept his promise. God was the one who gave us rest. It was all God. Therefore, God takes the credit, not us. In verse 57, he continues his prayer and says, may the Lord our God be with us as he was with our ancestors. May he never leave us nor forsake us. He's most likely quoting Joshua chapter 1. We know in Joshua chapter 1, Moses, the great leader, has passed away. Now we have a young leader, and now Joshua is to take over, and God begins to have a conversation with Joshua. God says, no one will be able to stand against you as all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. This is God's comforting word to a young leader saying, I'm going to be with you. My presence is with you. I will defend you. I will protect you. I will care for you. It is okay, because when I'm with you, I will work in you and through you. Throughout the Bible, we see God always with his people. And when God is with his people, God will do great works through his people. In fact, Jesus Christ, his very last words to the disciple is that I will be with you. I will be with you to the very end of the age. This presence of God means that it is God who works in us and through us by his grace. Therefore, we must never forget, Sun Life Church, that what we have here this morning is not me, it is not you, it is only the work of God. Therefore, the glory belongs to God. You know, I look back at this journey. 2 years ago, this place was on the market. Did you know there were 6 contracts presented to the sellers? 6 contracts. And they picked ours. And did you know that our contract had probably the longest conditional clauses? We had all these clauses. You know, we've got to make sure that we have the money. We've got to make sure that the members would vote it through. We've got to make sure that the building would be accepted as a place of worship. We've got to make sure the council is happy so that we can meet here. We had all these clauses. We had a long list of clauses, just like the closing credit list of a Hollywood blockbuster. It was that long. And we presented our contract to them. I remember thinking to myself, if I was selling this property and a church came along with their little offer with a list of clauses, I would not even sell it to myself. But God got this. God got this. And God gave it to us and not the other 5. And they remember that miracle Sunday where we had to raise over $1 million so that we could have the Bible the Baptist Financial Services loan us the money to purchase this building. And I'm like, you know, where are we going to raise $1.2 million? So I prayed, and many of you gave, and many of you gave personal loans, and we had people helping us, and we got there. We got there. God got this. God was working behind the scenes. And then as we began to start renovating this building, I've never seen you work that hard. I've never seen you work that hard. You know, I have so many people to list, but I think of people like Reed and Steve and Tao and Jamie. The list goes on and on and on. And I know you don't work that hard, but because God's power was in you. And you found that strength to cap at it. It wasn't me, it wasn't you. It was God. God got this. He was working behind the scenes. Therefore, you and I, Sun Life Church, we can never, ever walk around saying, how good are we? Look at our great building on Oxford Street. Look at that beautiful sign. Look how good are we? We've got a beautiful church. We're the only church in Lydia. We cannot think like that. All we can do is give the glory to God, because God was the one who did all the great work. And we say, God, praise you. And we walk humbly before God and the people around us. Amen? That's all we have to do. And I love it. I love this wonderful prayer of Solomon, such a great king, such a wise king. And he says, all praises and glory be yours because you kept your promises. Sun Life Church, whatever achievements, whatever it is we do, whether it is in the women's ministry or in the Connect Group ministry or the youth, whatever we do, whatever rewards, whatever results, may we never forget it's all God. It is all God. If you want to boast, you boast in God. And Paul says this in 1 Corinthians 1:31, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. God is working. God is the one who allowed us to be here. This morning is all about God. This morning we say, God, thank you so much, because apart from you, we can't do this. We won't be here. Therefore, God, the praises and glory belongs to you, because you are the one working in us and through us for your glory alone. The second thing I see here is the worship of God. You see, in the first point, it was God's part, God's role in empowering us, enabling us to be here. In the second part of my talk, it's our role. It's our responsibility now to worship God. As we begin to read through Solomon's prayer, we notice that he begins to remind the people, hey, we have to worship God in this temple. For those who are new, you might say, well, what is worship? What is Christian worship? Well, Christian worship, I believe, there are two main things. Number one, know the worth of God. Realize how great God is. And number two, respond by giving God what he's worth. That's Christian worship. If we don't know what God has done or what is his worth, we would never fully respond to worship. Let me put this example here. I'm pulling out my iPhone. I know what you're thinking. I know what a lot of you guys are thinking, especially the Apple users. Pastor Ben, I like your phone. Is that the latest iPhone? Wow. And I know my Android users. I know what you're thinking as well. Oh, the Samsung and Galaxy people. Pastor Ben must be onto something good. I better burn my Android and buy the iPhone. I know what you're thinking, you know? And then I begin to show you some very cool features here. I can introduce you to my friend Siri. Hey, Siri. Siri's probably at the beach somewhere, I don't know. You know, I can drop this phone in a bucket of water, and you know what? There's no need to leave it in rice overnight because it's waterproof. Come on. There's facial recognition. You know, it recognizes me. And I can go through and give you more and more amazing features from this iPhone, and then I know what's going to happen. You want it. I know you'll be thinking of it. You'll be dreaming of it. You'll long for it. You desire it. It's always on your mind. It's the last thing you think of before you go to sleep. It's the first thing you think of when you get up. In your lunch break, you're thinking of it. In fact, on your drive home from work, you're thinking of that iPhone. You begin to treasure it. You begin to love it. You may sing about it. You may even raise your hand and say, "Wow, what a great phone." That is worship. That is worship. When we realize something is so good that it consumes us every moment of the day. Christian worship is all about the worth of God and giving Him what He's worth. That we're thinking about Him all the time. See, worship is not just singing a song. Singing a song is not worship. That's only one part of worship. It's thinking about God before we close our eyes to rest. It's thinking about God when we get up. It's thinking about God in the drive to work. It's thinking about God in our break. It's singing to God. It's everything about God. That is worship. And Solomon begins to say, "I want you to worship God in this temple." Look at what he says in verse 58. "May God, He turn our hearts to Him." May we turn our hearts to God. To walk in the obedience to Him. To keep the commands and decrees and laws He's given our ancestor. That's worship. That's total affection towards God. Verse 60. "So that all the peoples of the earth may know that the Lord is God and that there is no other." That's worship. So that everyone would know that there is only one God, that you love that God, and there's no other God except Him. Look in verse 61. "And may your hearts be fully committed to the Lord our God." Your heart is fully committed to live by His decrees and obey His commands as at this time. Friends, when we turn our hearts to God, when we do the will of God, when we proclaim the goodness of God, when we bring glory to God, when we are fully committed to God, that is worship. That's what he's saying right there. Our proper response to what God has done in giving us this great building is to live a life that brings worship to God. We sit right there. And I think, listen carefully, when we dedicate this building or anything, we're actually dedicating ourselves. We're dedicating ourselves. We are saying, "God, this morning we are committed to You. We're fully committed to You. This morning, God, we want to make sure that everything that takes place in this building is for You. We want to point people to You, not to the building, not to us, but to You. We are fully committed to You. We are on mission." You know our mission, Sun Life Church, to bring glory to God by making disciples through the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's our mission. And that is worshiping God. Our responsibility as a church is to ensure that what takes place here is all part of the mission of bringing glory to God by making disciples through the gospel. This mission here started over 7 years ago in my living room. And it's just beginning. Amen. This building here that we dedicate to God is just the start of this great journey that God has placed us on. We're not here for ourselves. We're not here to build the building and say, "Well, look, we've done it. Let's sit back and just enjoy it. Enjoy the facilities. Enjoy the beautiful setting." That's not the mission. The mission of this church is not for our glory. It's for God's glory. We are to be totally committed to God. We have to say, "God, my life is to bring worship to You. I want to draw people to You. Everything I do here is for You. We are on mission." And I look here and I get so excited. Because this is a jam-packed house this morning, but I get excited because I know that God will do the great work in drawing many people back to Him. And I need you and you need me because we're a mission. You know, as a pastor, I am very blessed to do a lot of weddings. I conduct weddings and I know the couples really appreciate it when I pray for them, when I bless them, When I dedicate that special day to God and I say that may your marriage bring glory to God, they love it when I dedicate and bless them. But I usually say to them is that you still have to work on your marriage. You know, my prayer, my dedication, my blessing upon your marriage is not it. You still have to work on your marriage. You still have to learn to communicate. You have to learn to forgive each other, resolve conflicts. It's not what you get out of the marriage, it's what you give into the marriage. You have to be with each other to death do you part. What am I really saying? You've got to commit to one another. You have a responsibility to work within your marriage. You know, sometimes people ask me, Pastor, can you come and pray for my brand new house? We just built a house or we just purchased a house. Can you dedicate the house to God? And I come over and I pray with them and I pray for the house, but I'm not really dedicating the house. I'm praying for them that they are committed to living a life that brings glory to God so that everyone who comes into their household will see God living in them and through them. So I would say the same this morning, that this dedication here is really our dedication to God. Amen. We are saying, God, we know you've done the great works in allowing us to be here, but now we dedicate ourselves to be fully committed to you so we worship you for the rest of our days. We are dedicating ourselves. We're saying, God, will you use us to bring glory to you? Would you use us to see people come to meet you? Would you do the great work in us when we don't want to share the gospel, when we don't invite people? Would your Spirit do the work and give us the power and the confidence to do the work of inviting people, sharing the gospel message and leading them to the cross? Will you do that? That's what we're doing this morning. This building is just a building. I've said to you before many times, I'm not excited about the building. It's not to burst the bubble. I'm excited by the opportunity in which you and I have here. That we get to bring the gospel to this community and beyond. That's the worship of God. God has done all the works in allowing us to be here. Now God says, what are you going to do about it now, Sun Life Church? It's up to you now, Sun Life Church. I've got you this far. What are you going to do now? Will you turn your hearts to me? Will you follow my commands and decree? Will you talk about my goodness? Will you bring glory to me? Will you be fully committed to me? I pray that that will be the case at Sun Life Church. I pray that you and I will live our lives in worship to God and that God will draw so many people back to Him through the ministry of Sun Life. That is my prayer for you. The works of God. The worship of God. Let me pray.